and we don't need a circumference of 24 so that you will be able to draw, to inscribe a Mehube, that the diameter of which, that means the diameter of the circle, because the diameter of the Mehube will be the same as the diameter of the circle in which the Mehube is inscribed. So you don't need that you should be able to inscribe a Mehube, the diameter of which will be it. As long as you can inscribe a Mehube, that one of each of which of whose sides is four, so it's enough. Now, let's see the case. Ribua di nofik diga ribua kaori. Pir di putres ki shato merabea bisiho ibu atoleite o mimeno chotzi ashir amisham de haine tilte vichule hilkachu ishi sesre ribua tzor ho ibu amakipe isobin tliis hodau vidvartelo uze maiden ze itzel ze. So what's the shaykhah? I mean, how does the Rabbon of Kisra, how do they equate Heke, the circumference with Eri? El yesh niporesh nivuah dinofik niga vikule paulhe mirir beishal egyam marzik recha varibuah nitzo zokye shal ribuah hamagin ado igu kiflayim al recha ribuah dinofik niga vikule paulhe mirir beishal egyam marzik recha varibuah נמצא זוג ישו ריבוע המגיעים אדוני פה כפריים עריך ברבוע דיקוסו ועקרם שבריבוע קרם שבלחסים. So this is a very strange pshat that Rabbona Bikisra made a mistake and they didn't know that קרם שבריבוע עם שבלחום שבלחסים, but they thought, the Rabbona Bikisra thought that קרם שבריבוע, so קרם שבלחסים. In other words, if you have a right triangle, so and if each side is, let's say, is a tefach, so then the diagonal, the cardinus, is 2 ounces. That's all. It's only amsel trechumshe malachseya, a little more than amsel trechumshe, but not 2 ounces. Of course, if we say that kol amsel beribur, tre amsel malachseya, so then we can understand. So then it follows that in order to describe a mehuba of arba al arba, so the circumference must be 24, but it's not so. It's mathematically wrong. They say, because so much lamps of the wood, the lamps of our sin, we tell me, hey, Tom, be me, or a beer, and we die in the Kisre, in the Akash, we want to add over, hey, host of Kwal, our Domo Shade. The Yishlema, the Kabul, the Yodo, was in Z, shall be Bua, Miga, be Bua, Tau. In other words, they made a mistake because, in other words, they were not mathematicians, they are in the Kisre, but they had a Kabul, and they didn't know. And they didn't know. ריבועים גבוה פאוגה, ריבוע אמס מן עמוקים, ריבועים יהיה נערך החוט המקים, נראה זה יד כבוה, that ריבוע מגב ריבוע פאוגה, and that's true מגב in the earth, not in the circumference, but they didn't know mathematics, so ריבוע אמס מן עמוקים, ריבוע יהיה החוט המקים, ואורך, ומקים הריבוע של זכאיגיה, של זכאיגיה, של זכאיגיה, חוצי, חוצי של ריבוע, דהמתיר תלכוי איבו תדע שאינטסה ריבוע של 10 על 10 וכנו שעשי בערב וכאר זה מטסה ריבוע. So this just wants to demonstrate that this is true regarding the area, but what has it to do regarding circumference? So this says that Rabbon Bikisra didn't know they knew there is such a cloud, but and they applied it to the circumference, but it's not true regarding the circumference. So Jesus point demonstrates it. So he says, "Shintase ribua shel eser al eser ato kan mishase ba'aret v'tarze mitase ribua v'tnim v'akvachseino shel ribui k'tanu k'inin shivarash l'iyon nimtso ribua k'nin chetzi shel chitzi v'intase eilo shel asor al asor v'sech ribui achitzi yiroito v'shvei al ribui v'zeru echachnu shel ribuko yeser al ribu ribio v'inkeno ribu yeser al ribia k'nin chetzi shel k'nin. The higher the beer shall be more hitting. So, but that means, so that is true as far as the area is concerned, but the Chabad of Israel, why the three is a confidence? I mean, so this is Pshat, is inconceivable, is inconceivable. Now, the Bahrava Mir and the other Shemin and the Rib, the Chivas in Bay, so it's Chivas Rib, and it seems that many of the Shemin explain it that way. They say, the Arab Amir here is okay. They say that Rabbon and the Israel do not have reference to Rabbi Yechon's memory. Rabbon and the Israel do not have reference to Rabbi Yechon's memory. But Rabbi Yechon's memory is really explained on the basis of the number of people that have to be placed outside the sugya. So if you can place 24 people outside, so that means that inside you should be able to place 18 people. Even though we don't need 18 people, but we don't, the Chumra we don't. All we need is 16 and 4 fifths, and should be the circumference. But with Rabbonon and Chumra, so the Heker Bifnim has to be 89. And he mentioned that outside it should be 24, which means that inside the Heker is 89. This is how Rabbi Yechon's memory has to be explained. But the Agav Kore, so the Gemara mentions something in regard to Rabbonon and Yisrael. Because Rabbon and Yisra said, Igu and Nofik without Igu and Yisra. And what Rabbon and Yisra, whatever they say, they have reference to the area, not to the circumference. So Igu and Nofik without Igu and Yisra. That's in respect to the area. So if you inscribe a circle inside the Merube, let's say of Dalet al Dalet, and if let's say is that the outside Merube is Dalet al Dalet, so that means that the area of the outside Merube is 69 square. Now then if it's 69 square, so and the area of the area of the circle, so now the diameter would be the same, also four, is the same size as any one of the sides of the Mahuda. So it's four. Now, so the diameter is four. So the radius is two. Pi r squared, so that means r squared would be four. Pi is three, so three times four is 12. So that means in respect to the relative sizes of the areas is written. So in other words, the area of the circle inscribed in the square is 3/4, is 1/4 less than the area of the Merube. The area of the Merube is 16 exactly, and the area of the circle, approximately according to this Chesh of Koshish, the Kekish, Tepa, Yeish, Kapsai, Koshi, the Rabbi Tepa, Yeish, the Kibish, Loisha, Prochi, so it's 12. 3 times 4, so it's 12. So it's 1/4 less than the area of the room. That's one. Then he says, Rivu Edino, Fiklika, Vigure, Tauch. If you have a room that is inscribed in a circle, so that is Pauge, that means a third, and that's also it. So the Gemara says, so the Lohi of the Gemara has reference to the first proposition, that the Gemara did not give God the Gemara. So what does it mean? That, so it's based upon the Hedge, that Pi is 3, but actually Pi is more than 3. Actually, pi is 3 1/7. So maybe the difference. So the reason that big difference between the area of this circle that is inscribed in the square and the area of the square only if we consider pious three. So then the area of the circle inscribed in the Merubin that has an area of 16, what is the area of the circle inscribed in the Merubin would be 12. So there is a difference of what? Of four amos. But actually, pi is 3 and 1/7. If pi is 3 and 1/7, so 3.14 times 4 would be not 12, but would be 12.56. So the difference between 12.56 and 16 is less than the difference between 12 and 16. So that's why the Gemara says, V'loi dok hazinon lahavi kolahai. In other words, that this aloha, so actually, according to the nearest pshat, and that's the pshat of the Rif in the truest day, that the Gemara is saying that la'aloha, we have to consider pi not as 3, but as 3 and 1/7. In other words, that the Gemara before said, Kol Sheyesh, so it has nothing to do with Chaver. It has nothing to do with Chaver. That's another memory. Kabol the Kisri, Amro, Dayan the Kisri, Amro, Yibule, the Nofat, we got Rebue, Rive. Rive, Nofit, we got Rebue, Palke. And both are descriptive of the relative sizes of areas. So the Gemara says, Vilori, the first proposition that the Aizbul is not a thing of Rebuya Rivin, that means a whole fourth difference between the area of the circle inscribed to the Merube and the area of the Merube in which the circle is inscribed. So that was there would be, so according to the Rabban of the Kisra, there would be a difference of four. But he says, you only have it, because Rabban of the Kisra assumed that pi is to be considered as 3 exactly, and the 1/7 is to be ignored. So really, if we ignore the 1/7 and we consider it as 3, so that means there is a difference of 4 between the size of the area of the circle and the size of the Merube in which the circle is inscribed. Because the area of the Merube is 16, and the area of the circle that is inscribed in the Merube is 12. So there's a difference of 4. So the Gemara says, Goloi, there is only a difference of 3.46. Because we have to consider pi not as 3, but we have to consider pi as 3 and 1/7. 3.14. So maybe if we consider pi is 3.14 and you multiply it by 4, pi r squared, the r squared is 4, so then you get 12.56, whereas the area of the Merube is 16. So what is the difference? Not 4, we just have a difference of 3.44 we have. So, Rahabikulahai. So, in other words, so there is a halacha mentioned by the Gemara that pi is not to be considered, according to this pshat, pi is not to be considered as 3, but as 3 and 1/7. As 3 and 1/7. Now, but let's see. The Gemara here. The same Gemara of Rabban de Kisra is mentioned in the Erev Mosel. Mishneh in Erev, the first Mishneh in Perik Chalev, חלי שבייבס חצרת, דלת על דלת בזה חסור, מעל בשניים, ואם רוצו מעל יחד, because if the חלי has דלת על דלת, and it has גיבה בסור, so ממילא, it's in the חיצה ונפסח, in the חיצה ונפסח, so רוצו מעל בשניים, רוצו מעל יחד. So the more then, so the more I say is, that I'm going down the third line from the end of the line. Omar Rabbi Yechere, Chalim Ogur, Sovich Sheyehim Yehikvei Eschim Vavur Tvochim, Ushnai, Umashu Mehem Yisichri, Sheyim Yerabenu, Nitzo Masha Yisichri. So, Rabbi Yechere mentions another fact, that Shnai, Tu Tvochim Plus, from the lowest point of the Chalim, the Chalim is oval, so in other words, let's say this is the lowest point from the Chalim, so two Tvochim plus, so has to be that if after you construct, this is the Chalim oval, so you have to be able to construct the Chalim oval, but after you construct the Chalim oval, so the lowest point of the Chalim Rubo should be Bisei Chiyuv, so that there should be a height of ten in the square Chalim that will be constructed in the Chalim Rubo. But he says Tzorosh in the Kik Eschim Babo. So the Gemara has the same Kashi. In other words, in order to be considered as in the Chitzim with the Pesach, so you must be able to describe a dalet al dalet chalim over a height of 10 tefachim. So why does the heker, the circumference of the chalim oval, have to be 24? I mean, it's the same kind of memory that Rabbi Yechanan says in connection with Sukkot. So Rabbi Yechanan mentions in connection with Erev, with Erev Chatzeret. So the Gemara has the kasha. May I be coaching the king of Shisha Tvochim? You know, maybe Teva, it has a sadi, so 12, if it has a circumference of 12, Tvochim, should be enough. Why that ke? Why that ke? 24 Tvochim? How many of you are doing? I will be good in a trade. May I become the Gemara so I will be the Shisha Sage? How many of you are doing? Not that we got my time is in the motion comes. May I become the good answer to the same? We ship some like a Husha Sadi? The Gilchen Roma, Kilayoni de Kisre, the Amro Kirabon de Kisre, the Amre, Ibuwe Migab, the Bue, Rive, Ribue Migab, Ibuwe Pauli. So here the Gemara doesn't say the word. It's the same Gemara that we have here. The same Gemara that we have here, but here the Gemara says Veloi. Here the Gemara says Veloi. And but here near the Gemara doesn't say Veloi. So it remains like that. Now the question is, how can the Rabbon of the Kisra, the Chol HaPochas here in Sukkot, so the Gemara reject? Okay. So Rashi explains it. I mean, well, we explain Rashi in a special way. I mean, things he says that the Rabbon of the Kisra had a Kabbalah and they didn't know whether it applies to the area or it applies to the Heket, to the circumference, which is very strange, inconceivable. But at least here the Gemara says the Roi, so it says, but in the name of the Gemara doesn't say Roi, so that means that the Gemara accepts the Rabbon of the Kisra's memory. If the Gemara accepts the Rabbon of the Kisra's memory, how can it be accepted? How can it be accepted? So here, the Rishonim Neirim, so they say the same thing. They say the same thing. They say that the Rishonim Neirim, they explain it, in other words, that what he says is that when Rabbi Yechanan says that so if she had the Akikli Eskin Babur Tvochim, as far as the area is concerned, so it is true. In other words, that in order to be able to inscribe a Merubin that has an area of 16, of 16 of Dao. So the circle must be so large that the area of the circle should have 24. That's true. The difficulty in this Gemara was because it appeared that the Gemara is saying here that Rabbi Yechon is saying that in Yishbe Kinipoglish without Nodom, in other words, that the inner circumference must be 24 hours. So that's difficult. But if Rabbi Yechon had said, Suko ha'asuyo ke'kifsho, in Yishbe Shitro, if the Shetach, the whole area, not just the circumference, but the whole area, not just the line that encompasses inside, but the whole thing, the whole area, should be 24 amot, then Rabbi Yechanan wouldn't be difficult. But then it would follow if Rabbi Yechanan had said, Suko asuyo ke'kifsho, in yesh b'shitcho k'nilesh b'chadal b'yodo, so then it wouldn't be difficult at all. Because, in other words, you have to, if it is in the form of a square, so then it has to be dalal. But if it's in the form of a circle, you have no sides, so then a circle must be so large that you should be able to inscribe a yehupe, the area of which will be 16 on the square. That would be difficult, but then it will follow that the important thing is not to have dalet inscribed. We must have an area. You should be able to inscribe a yehupe that will have an area of 16 on the square. Not that it should have a perimeter, not that it should have, you know, sides of 4x4. But the only difficulty arose that Rabbi Yechanan uses the expression not suko asuyo b'kifsho in yesh b'shit hokin yesh b'chadal b'chevo, but in yesh b'kei hokin yesh b'chadal. Now, in Arabic, so Rabbi Yechanan uses the same, a similar expression. He says, Om Rabbi Yechanan, chali nogu tzor shiei b'keite, esrim v'avot fochim. So Torah Shehei Bekeite. So still, many of the Shehei explain this Gemara that when the Gemara says here that Yechon no makid ayone de kisre the amro ki rabone de kisre the amro yigure mitab yigure rive rivure mitab yigure pauge rivure mitab yigure pauge. So there it means that when Rabbi Yechon says Bekeite, he doesn't mean in the circumference that the circumference has to be 24 fochim. Here it's not amr, here it's fochim, but it means the area has to be, the area of the circle of the halonogu has to be 24 fochim. If the area of the halonogu is 24 fochim, so then you will be able to inscribe in it a mehupe of dalet al dalet. So then there is a big chiddush. So that's why, so that cheshem is alright. Because, igule migav rivuye ribe, rivuye migav igule pauge. In other words, if the area is 24, if the area of the circle is 24, so then you will be able to inscribe in that circle a Yehuda of Dalet. But Rabbi Yechanan says, how long would so she be kite eskri babo, so he doesn't say the shitre. So Sadi Shein explained it, that when he says be kite, it really means the shitre. It really means the shitre. And the Leila Gemara does not say Veloi, but here the Gemara says Veloi. So now, but there are some Mishnayim who explain this Gemara the same way will explain this Gemara the same way as we explain the Gemara in Erev. And Rabbanan de Kisrev Amrelo, the Miri here in Sukkah, so he says that Rabbanan de Kisrev Amrelo, Dayanan de Kisrev, do not have reference to Rabbi Yechon's name. So we may have got the same member of the Yatzmo, Adam Koren, that in Kulen Nofik Mitabri Kulen Yideh, that when you inscribe a circle inside the Nehube, of a Nehube, so then the area of the circle is one fourth less than the area of the Nehube, and then another proposition that Ribuye did not that Ribuye Paude, that when you inscribe a Nehube inside the circle, so the area of the Nehube is one third of the area, is one third less than the area of the circle in which it is inscribed. And that's true. But the Gemara says, the law is because will have a kulahai. In other words, that the kulah nofik mikab yivuah is not a whole fourth less than the area of the ribuah. It's less than one fourth. In other words, because pi is to be considered not as 3, but as 3 and 1/7. So the mayor, the area of the circle inscribed in the square is not 12, but it's 12.56. So the mayor, the habikula. This is how the Miri explains here. But the Miri Meira, when he explains the Gemara in Eilat, so he says that Rabbi Yechonen, when he says, so the doesn't mean the circumference should be 24 tefachim, but it means the shetach. The area can also be called heaven. It means the whole shetach. So the shetach, or the whole area of the oval, of the chalim oval, has to be 24. So if the whole area of the chalim oval is 24, then you can inscribe a square of 4x4. You can inscribe a square. You can inscribe a square of 4x4. It's 4x4. Mashenke. This is how it. So the Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara doesn't say the way. Now the question is, why doesn't the Miri explain the Gemara here following the same method of Rabbanan de Kisrev? So how is it in Erev he explains it that it has reference to the Shetach, to the area, and Rabbi Yechonen himself, when he says, he doesn't mean that the circumference should be 24, but the area should be 24. Vashem came in our Gemara, the Miri could have explained, so this is the way the Miri Erev explains the number of Rabbi Yechonen in regard to Chalamot. So why doesn't he explain our Gemara also in a similar way? And here he says, no, Rabbanan de Kisrev has nothing to do, it doesn't apply to him, it doesn't relate to Rabbi Yechonen's memory, it's a separate memory. Why doesn't he explain Rabbi Yechonen's memory, Rabbanan de Kisrev here, that it relates to Rabbi Yechonen's memory? So apparently the Miri Shita is, over there, so as long in order to be considered as we should be the Atzmo, so as long as the area is so large that you could inscribe in it an area of Dalet al Dalet of 16, so it's enough, so it becomes a Rishut with the Atzmo. Masheikin Gabisuke, in order to be, because according to Rebbe, so suke is in the schema, so it's the same aloha like Gabi Mizuzeh. And the Rosh says, the Gabi Mizuzeh, in the past says that the Rambam Shit is also that way, alright, the Rosh says that the Rambam Shit is the contrary. So that means in order to have a Shem Bais, so it's not enough to have an area of 16 amos square, but in order to have a Shem Bais, it must have the four dimensions. So then, we couldn't explain that Rabbi Yechonen, when he says super acid of the diffusion, in which the apoi means, if in the sheta, there is generation of the other. No, but because in order to be intelligent bodies, so then there must be Dalet al Dalet, you should be able to inscribe a number of Dalet al Dalet, so that you could place along the perimeter of the Mehube, you could place 16 people. So then, transition bias. So that's why the Miri does not explain the Gemara of Rabbanan de Kisre the same way that he explains the Gemara of Rabbanan de Kisre in Eri. However, the Arishani, who do explain the Gemara here in Suke in the same way as the Miri himself, the Nada Arishani, explained the Gemara in Eri. In other words, the Rabbanan de Kisre, Vamro, Dayon de Kisre, Amri Yigule, the Lord Akhidab, the Buhe, Rivi, Ribue, the Lord Akhidab, the Buhe, Talmi, and it is referenced to the area. So he's saying that when Rabbi Yechanan says, Suko Asu Yot Egyptian, Yim Yech Bekei Fokulish Bokodal Neodom, Shevo, it doesn't mean that the circumference must be so large to have Chodal Adam. The circumference does not have to be Chodal Adam. The circumference can be 17 minus 1/5, 17 amo minus 1/5, as long as the area will be large enough to inscribe it, an area of Dalet al Dalet, so then it is a super chain. So then what does the Gemara say? So what does the Gemara say? The Royi, according to that shot, in other words, the Gemara says, so the Ritva. Anyway, so the Gemara says, the Gemara refutes that, and the Gemara says that in respect to Sukkot, so in other words, we do not have to have, in other words, that it depends that we should be able to inscribe, in other words, you should, that Rabbi Yechanan really requires, that Rabbi Yechanan really requires that the Sukkot should be so large that you should be able to inscribe in it a Merube of Dalet al Dalet. Not that it should be able to inscribe in it a Merube that will have an area of Dalet al Dalet, but you should be able to inscribe in it a Merube of Dalet al Dalet. Anybody have the Ritva? Not a Ritva. Yeah, it's missing. it's not the, the ritual here, but I suppose it's some Rishen in Iran. They explain the Gemara in Sukkah here also. The Rabbanan de Kisre, Bamo Dayon de Kisre, Am Rivui Nofet Migav, Rivui Rive, Rivui Nofet Migav, Igun El Kaudi. And that, that means that just as in Gemara in Iran, when Rabbi Yechanan says they came for, he needs the Shetah, so here also he needs the Shetah. So why does Gemara say, Biroi do Chazin and Lahavi Kulahai? So that is reference, that's in accordance with the Pshat of the Meiri in Sukkah, that that is reference to the first proposition, that the Gula did not have to go to Guya Ripe, in other words, that we consider pious three, so that's Loi, Lahavi Kulahai. But as far as the explanation of Rabbi Yechanan is concerned, so there are some Rishonim who also say that when Rabbi Yechanan says in the Hekev Kippur, in relation to Chodal Adam Shevo, he doesn't mean that, that the Hekev should be Chodal Adam, but it means that the area should be Chodal Adam. And as long as the circle is large enough to inscribe in it a Yerube that will have an area of 16 Amos square, so it's a Sukkah Shevo. But why does the Gemara say the Loi do Katas? So it's mamish the same shot as some of the Shemim saying the Gemara later. But the Gemara later, the Gemara doesn't say the Loi. But here the Gemara says the Loi. So they say the same thing that the Miri says here in Sukkah, that the Loi relates to the first proposition of Yikule di Nofakar, di Nofak Migad, Yikule Rivi. That means that Pi, according to Rabbanan de Kisre, so Pi is considered as three. So they say, Loi, there isn't such a big difference, because Pi is not three, it's 3 1/7. So in the Melee, you don't have a difference of 4. You only have a difference of 3.44, not a difference of 4. But as far as the second proposition of Rabbanan de Kisre, and who are, with that, the, and that applies to Rabbi Yechanan's memory, so the Gemara doesn't reject it. But immediately, so in Erev, he explains it that way, that when Rabbi Yechanan says, in Yesh Be'akepo, Akepo, Chodalet Fochim, so it's Kshemo, it means in the Shetah. But here it means, Be'akepo means in the circumference. And the Miri explains that the whole Gemara has no application. It does not apply to Rabbi Yechanan's memory. It's just like a boy. And when the Gemara says Loi, that's in regard to the first proposition of Yigula Dinofak Migab Ribuya Rive. Yigula Dinofak Migab Ribuya Rive. So, that means, so according to Rabbanan de Kisre, Pi is to be considered as three. So he says Loi. In other words, Pi is to be considered as 3 1/7. So maybe there isn't such a big difference between the area of the circle inscribed and the area of the Merubo in which the circle is inscribed. Not 1/4 difference, less than 1/4. Not a difference of 4, but a difference of 3.44. So this is how the Miri here in Sukkah explains the Gemara. And the Gemara in Erevu, he says that Rabbanan de Kisre means something else. They mean that when Rabbi Yechanan says that the Heket there has to be Chodal Tvachim, he means the area has to be Chodal Tvachim. Chodal Tvachim. Now, but there are some Rishonim who explain our Gemara also the same way, that when Rabbi Yechanan says in Yesh Be'akepo, it means that, that the area, as long as the Sukkah is large enough, so that the area has 24, so it's a Sukkah Shiel. It's a Sukkah Shiel. He doesn't have to have 18. He doesn't have to have 18 inside. As long as the area is 24, even though the circumference is not 18 tvachim, so it's a sukkah shiel. But sukkah shiel. But why does the Gemara say the Loi? So according to this Rishonim, the Loi applies to the first proposition of Rabbanan de Kisre. In other words, because according to the first proposition of Rabbanan de Kisre, so Pi is to be considered as three, so maybe we say, Yigulet Nofak Migab Rivuya is Rive, and according to the Gemara, Pi is to be considered as 3 1/7. These are the various issues. Alright.
die dazu gewaltfähig gemacht zu lassen. Gott, diese Zufälle, die wir von der Anfang des Tages haben,